Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
None of us know if it's going to work out. All we can do is react to the thought process and the move. And it's all praise, rare praise, for the Dallas Cowboys front office after yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour the news broke that they were giving up a fifth-round pick for former Patriots quarterback Joe Milton and also getting a seventh-rounder back. And we like the way it looks and sounds. Joe Milton, in case you did not know, coming out and saying that he grew up a Cowboy fan. My mom always had a Cowboy shirt on. She always talked about them. Living in Texas has been a lifelong dream of mine, and now I'm with them. I am ready to work. And this was Joe Milton after his fantastic... I went back and watched his game against Buffalo.
Well,
now,
all right.
Corey Majors had said a lot of dinks and dunks. I didn't see that. Now, I didn't watch like the whole game. I saw enough downfield throws where I was impressed. Now, one game, it was week 18, but you could hear the ball hitting the hands of the wide receivers with the TV broadcast. And Joe was going downfield. He was quick. He was decisive. Hopefully that continues here in DFW. And this is what Joe Milton sounds like on finally getting a chance to play.
Man, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Still to this moment right now, none of this feel real. Just because I did scouting the whole year. You know, I didn't know when my moment was going to come. You know, everybody around the building just kept saying the same thing. Just be ready for your moment. And I didn't know it was going to come, you know, today. Like I said all week, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, then I'll be ready. So none of this today still feels real. And even right now, it still doesn't. So I'm just trying to enjoy it the much as I can. But, you know, at the same time, you know, just – Be cheerful with my brothers and, you know, cherish the moments that I have right now before it's all over.
He was 22 of 29 for 241, a touchdown throwing. He also rushed for a touchdown and 16 yards. Todd Archer added other Cowboy thoughts when it came to making a quarterback move. The Cowboys had interest in adding Jacoby Brissett, but he signed with Arizona. They also discussed the possibility of Drew Lock. Joe Milton is under contract for 3 years at much lower numbers. And when I look at That list of options. Yeah. Sign me up for Joe Milton.
Sign me up for Joe Milton. He's Chuck Norris. He's Chuck Norris of the NFL.
He's Chuck Norris's age, too.
He's just a myth. All right. All the things he does is mythical. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, he doesn't just push ups. He pushes the earth down. You know, like Joe Milton doesn't throw dinks and dunks. You know, Corey Major said that the other day, throw dinks and dunks. There's no dinks and dunks. Joe Milton could throw left handed and throw the ball 40 yards downfield.
He knocks over the coffee when he tries to dunk. There's donut in it.
He just looks at the coffee cup. It's like the guy, he is a mythical figure that just doesn't know where the ball's going, and that's his major flaw.
He is 2 months older than Trey Lance. He was in school for a while. He's all the traits are there. That's the thing. It is all a traits thing, and you essentially traded a sixth round pick for him, is what you did.
Albert Breer tried to bring up the Jimmy chart for the deal. The 171st pick is worth 23 points. The 217th pick is worth 4.2. So the trade value here is 18.8 points, equivalent to the 181st pick. He was drafted at 193 when he came out. So his lone start dropped the Pats from first to fourth in the draft order, a loss value of 1,200 points, same value as the 12th pick in the draft, which is Dallas's first rounder. So that's Albert trying to come up with Jimmy Johnson math.
No, I mean, it makes sense, though, because that if you're talking about how do you assign a point value to each pick when you give up a back end of the fifth and you pick up the very first pick of the seventh round, because that's what that pick is that they got. It's the very first one in the seventh round. Then that gap that you've created is essentially where Joe Milton got picked, which means you basically got a do-over to pick Joe Milton from last year is what you did.
Yep, that's it.
And to me, there's nothing to be unhappy about when you saw he played well in the preseason. He played well in his game against Buffalo. That's enough to say, well, he showed he can kind of put the talent together a little bit. So that's absolutely worth doing it over and taking him in the sixth.
Well, they're unhappy in New England. Oh, Mike Reese, who is the Todd Archer, covers the Patriots for ESPN. Here's what he tweeted. Trade of Milton for modest draft pick return sparks a thought that it was driven as much by QB room dynamics as anything else. It clears the runway for Drake May. There's also a thought in Boston. Jordan Schultz, friend of the station, NFL insider, Ian Rappaport enemy, came out and said there were better offers. There were other offers from the Raiders, Eagles, Giants, and Steelers. They had a better offer. I should say they had one better offer, interest from those other teams, but chose to send him where he wanted out of respect. What? And that has Felger and Maz sat behind us in, where was the Super Bowl?
New Orleans.
New Orleans sat behind us at a table. In New Orleans, you guys weren't there. It was my dinner with my LSU buddy. And they are a dominant show in New England, and they're not happy about these reports.
Well, I think the Patriots have perfected the art of giving away quarterbacks for no good return. That's what it feels like to me. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Joe Milton, and I'm not telling you that he belongs in the same breath as either one of those guys, but fifth round pick. They drafted him in the sixth, right? Do I have that right? Someone sent me a text today saying it was a seventh. I remember a sixth. So that's all they could get after that, and all the hype and all the bullcrap and all these people wanted to trade Drake May. Some of them, not all these people, but that's what it is, a fifth round pick.
Why bother trading him at all?
I agree. You should have held on to him. You should have gotten more for him. And then some of the reports out there saying that that they had better offers on the table, but they wanted to accommodate Milton. Why? Since when does he get the kind of treatment you'd give a 10-year veteran in the league? Jacoby Brissett wants to go somewhere. He's put his time in. I would work with Jacoby Brissett. I would. I think his heart's in the right place. Like, fine, veteran guy, put his time in the league, no problem. You tell us where you want to go, and as long as it's not a huge difference, we'll accommodate your request. Joe Milton, who's been here 5 minutes? You got to keep him happy? Why?
I love it. And I agree, if it's true. You're accommodating him, yeah. A six-round pick who has been there for one season, not this lifelong backup. What they're trying to hang on to, based upon the Mike Reese report, and you had said that he's a good kid, they're trying to hang on to he was a problem in the meeting room. quarterback room dynamics. And the other co-host on here says, if you know Mike Reese, Patriots insider, you know what he's trying to say.
So let's just say he's a total a-hole. Joe Milton is. It's Bailey Zappe all over again. Like, this should be my job. Okay, so he's an a-hole, and he's a pain in the ass. He's a pain in the ass internally. He's a chance to be a pain in the ass in the room. Good. So you just trade him for nothing?
Right, exactly. That's the part I don't get.
As opposed to...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And look, if the return's good enough, you give up on the potential. But the kid does have potential. I have no idea. I mean, no, I'm guessing he's not going to be an NFL quarterback. He's probably not. Too raw, not accurate enough, whatever. But we're wrong about this stuff all the time. He's got tools out the wazoo.
Correct.
So why wouldn't you just hold on and see? Unless someone makes it really worth your while. Dallas did not make it worth your while. You moved up from the 7th to the 5th. Who gives a rat's ass?
So they're not happy about the compensation. They're not happy about the idea that Joe was accommodated. Would that surprise you to hear, Choppy, Tennessee Vol, that Joe was raising havoc or being a problem behind the scenes?
It's everything that was like opposite of what happened in Knoxville when he lost his job to Hendon Hooker. And I mean, they moved in together. They became like best friends. Like that's everything opposite of what I heard. I think the reality is that I think Drake saw him as a threat.
Mm.
There's your quarterback room. But I know it's weird that they would say quarterback dynamic and they would just go to Joe Milton and say he was the problem. No, the reality is probably Drake felt a little bit insecure about the whole thing.
They wanted the other Tennessee quarterback. They wanted Josh Dobbs.
Yeah.
And once they got Josh Dobbs, then they had no more use for Joe Milton. Honestly, it was just they didn't need him anymore. And honestly, I got to look at this. When was Dobbs in Tennessee with the Titans? Was that with Vrabel?
It was with Vrabel.
So that was with Vrabel. This is Vrabel just wanting his own guy to back him up. And so that you're going to accommodate it. Vrabel probably felt bad. Like, hey, I know your expectation was you were going to be the backup here. I've got my own person I'm going to bring in. So I'll tell you what, we're going to facilitate a trade to make sure that you go where you want to go, because I know this isn't what you signed up for.
You know how they do the, on the Facebook, they do the meta.
The Facebook? It hasn't been called that in 20 years, John.
I know, right? They do the content summary, where they'll like the comment summary.
Oh, yeah, the creepy AI summary of what we're all talking
where
about.
Where they summarize everybody's comments, so you don't have to go filter through them. On this Joe Milton story, it said, commenters overwhelmingly disapprove of the Patriots trade, feeling they received too little in return. They believe his potential and talent were undervalued. Like even Meta knows this is a bad deal.
And the Cowboys are getting good grades
from
the evaluators.
Seth Walter of ESPN gave the Cowboys an A-. CBS Sports gave the Cowboys a flat A in the trade. They gave the Patriots a C. Walter gave the Patriots a C for their return. So that's really, really solid. And you know, the Cowboys got more for a late 5 than they got for Mingo and Trey Lance.
I mean, there's
they made up for it.
Look, I remember when Dan Quinn got hired here in Dallas, there was a handful of people, not most. Most everybody was happy with it. There was a handful of people who were complaining and just going, another dumb hire, another one. And I said at the time, I was like, if you are upset with the hire, you want to be upset. That's what you've made up in your mind. You just want to be upset about everything that happens. If you're upset here in Dallas about this Joe Milton trade, which there's a handful I saw.
Yeah.
Or just, bargain shopping again. But there's nothing to be upset about this. If you're upset with this trade, you just want to be unhappy about everything with the Cowboys. That's fine. But just recognize you're going to complain about everything with the Cowboys and be unhappy all the time.
I agree. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line here on DFW Sports Station. We're your home of the Dallas Cowboys, and it's the return of the Rangers tonight against the Rays pregame right here on this station. Ice Cube with a personal message back to the morning show for being an ignore and a hater. That's next. Right here, we got a final ticket giveaway for you being a Tolo during the 720 Expressway. We want you to win that as part of the 6 a.m. Club. Ice Cube fires back next.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.